News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. All this week on News Talk, we are investigating Ireland's commuter hell. Yeah, you all know exactly what we're talking about. Driving to work, getting the bus to work, getting the train to work this morning. Here on News Talk Breakfast, we have surveyed TDs to find out just how in touch they are with the public when it comes to their transport habits. We found 78% of TDs drive to work, four out of five of them, and 7 in 10 would like to see an increased investment in public transport. To discuss how this can be achieved, we're joined by Brian Caulfield, professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin. Brian, were you surprised by the findings of our survey?
I suppose not really all that surprised. The figure of 78% that say that they drive to work is about 20% higher than the national average and about 36% higher than the average in Dublin. So it's a very car-dependent sample that you've collected.
Yeah, and they don't seem to be remotely interested in cycling. Only based on this survey, only 6 of them cycle to the Dáil, and it's only 1 in 9 see building of new infrastructure for cycling as a priority.
Yeah, in terms of the cycling, I think the sample was about 4% said that they cycled.
Yeah,
it's about 3% lower than the Dublin average and a little bit lower than the national average as well. It is surprising to see that they haven't suggested that cycling infrastructure is a priority given the success stories around the country and given how cheap it is to build.
Yeah, I mean, we won't get too bogged down in this, but I do wonder, given all our TDs have free car parking for life in Leinster House, does that make them, I suppose, does it change their attitudes when it comes to... Do they, I suppose, fully appreciate what it's like for punters trying to get to work in the morning? It is an interesting question.
It would be rare that somebody would have a free car parking space at work like that in Dublin city centre. I work in Trinity, and it wouldn't be something that everybody in Trinity would have, or anybody in Trinity would have their own car parking space. But if you provide a car parking space, it makes it easier and it makes it more attractive to use the car, and that will then be the first go-to option to drive.
Okay, we're talking about a better availability of public transport. I mean, again, it's interesting, huge number of TDs coming out against the Bus Connects plan. Now, I know there are difficulties with Bus Connects and there are people who have concerns, but unless we go forward with things like Bus Connects, we can't have better public transport.
Exactly. And unless it was good to see that so many of them supported something like Bus Connects.
As long as it doesn't affect the X bus route in that goes around a few estates in my constituency, I suspect is the attitude of many TDs.
Exactly, and that's one of the problems with a plan like Bus Connects. If you look where the consultancies that put forward Bus Connects, where they've applied it across the world, it's kind of been applied, they've diluted the plan, and it's meant that the real benefits of the plan weren't achieved by many of the cities that looked at a solution like Bus Connects.
You look at this as part of your job. How difficult will it be to get a really good public transport system, the type that commuters in Europe, mainland Europe, take for granted, given how we have planned our country and our cities with urban sprawl? We don't do high density in this country, we have urban sprawl. How difficult is it going to be to achieve good public transport given that challenge?
It is one of the biggest problems we have, that the sprawl we have in our cities. It means that heavy rail or light rail are really only viable in a city like Dublin. When you go outside of Dublin, you look at Cork and Galway, etc., they are so dispersed and they have huge traffic problems. The solutions outside of the greater Dublin area will be bus-based. But to get everybody on board, it was great to see that 70% of the TDs said that they wanted investment in public transport. This mirrors this. It's the anniversary today of the Citizens' Assembly when they spoke about climate change, and they voted 92%, 2-1, to have a greater investment in public transport over private transport. And that hasn't been reflected in the budget, but that's what needs to happen. There needs to be greater investment in public transport outside of the cities, in our cities, to alleviate this congestion.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Brian Caulfield, Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin, thanks indeed for talking to us. Of course, we've also been asking you to get in touch with us this morning. We do want to hear from you about your commuter hell. You have been getting in touch in your droves. One listener, Hugh, got in touch to tell us about his daily commute.
Hugh here. I essentially leave for work at around 6:30 in the morning to be in for 8:30. So I have about a 45-kilometer commute, which takes a good 2 hours. So I'm gone before my son's 7 months old. I'm gone before he's awake in the morning. And by the time I get home in the evening again, it's another 2 hour commute home. So by the time I get back, he's going to bed again. So really the only time I get with my son is at the weekends.
4 hours a day commuting. Right. It is quite extraordinary. Really extraordinary. It doesn't even bear thinking about. Mark also got in touch to tell us about the struggles he faces commuting by train.
My name is Mark. I'm living in Kildare. My commuter would be from Naas train station into Dublin Euston each morning. And finding it more difficult each morning to travel, to get parking initially, because if the car park fills up at about 7:20 a.m. And if you're not there before that, you have to find alternative parking, which can be 20 minutes away of a walk. And trains are generally later than usual, but certainly they're packed to full capacity.
Yeah, it does beg the question, Paul. We're building a metro to the airport. Should we be building the Dart Underground, which would actually help people like Mark? It would greatly increase the capacity of trains coming into and out of Dublin. I think that should be the priority.
Okay, folks, well, keep getting in touch with your experiences and your stories. Text us at 53106 for a cost of 30 cents. Tweet us at NewstalkFM or email at commuter@newstalk.com. But coming up in sport, has Quinny done his homework that Shane has set for him in the last hour? We'll be hearing his starting 15 predictions for Ireland's upcoming match against Argentina. Stay with us.